Welcome back to Considerations from the Capitol from the Deeper Dive Podcast. My name is Bill Winnell, as always, joined by Father Larry Swink. Good morning, Father.
Good morning, everybody.
Today is the Feast of St. Mark the Evangelist, and Father will reflect on today's first reading from 1 Peter. Beloved, clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another, for God opposes the proud but bestows favor on the humble. So humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your worries upon him, because he cares for you. Be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him steadfast in faith, knowing that your brothers and sisters throughout the world undergo the same sufferings. The God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory through Christ Jesus, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you after you have suffered a little. To him be dominion forever. Amen. I write you this briefly through Silvanus, who I consider a faithful brother, exhorting you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Remain firm in it. The chosen one at Babylon sends you a greeting, as does Mark, my son. Greet one another with a loving kiss. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. Father.
Okay, so today, brothers and sisters, we celebrate the Feast of St. Mark, one of the disciples, and he was the one, he wrote the fourth gospel, and the gospel of Mark is the preaching of Peter, according to tradition. And, you know, today, in this particular first reading from 1 Peter, we see sort of some aspects of how to fight well in spiritual warfare. And the first thing we have to look at is our warfare, who it is against. And it says in this reading, your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And in this particular reading, the writer tells us that that our enemy is the devil and he's like a lion. Now, when we think about the devil, he's the adversary, is another word used for the devil. The diabolical, the word in the original language, means to throw himself across the path or the will of God for us. So someone who's trying to block us from obviously getting to heaven. And he does so like a lion. And it says the lion prowls, the lion roars, and the lion looks to devour. If you know anything about lions, first and foremost, they are 400 to 500 pounds of pure killing machine muscle. And very few people have ever won against a lion when they were attacked by them. I've had friends who have, from Africa, that have told me that sometimes they would, friends of theirs who are walking maybe in missionary territory or trying to do their day-to-day activities, have died to the point where they would just find a part of their body and the rest was gone. I mean, it's just brutal. The lion will pounce upon the prey, and the person very rarely can get away from the pressure of the 500 pounds on top of them. And the claws, usually, if they survive the pouncing, the claws lead to infection from all the bacteria left from prior attacks that the lion had done with other animals or, unfortunately, maybe people. And so this enemy is too powerful for us to beat. However, the reading says have hope, and it says we have to fight. And how do we fight? Well, we fight first with our faith. Now, what does the devil want to do? Usually he attacks, and this reading implies that there is suffering that this community is going through, and it seems that warfare gets really tough when we're going through some type of suffering. And when we're going through suffering, we have to resist them, standing firm in our faith. And it goes on to say, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. So Peter tells us, and in Mark, who went through this probably in his own life because he was martyred, that we would have to go through some suffering, but the suffering could, if not united to Christ with faith, could lead to a lack of faith, and therefore we have to resist them solid in what? Our faith, and to be self-controlled. And self-controlled, I believe, is to keep our mind, it says, sober. Mm-hmm. Now, to be sober, obviously, a lot of times when we think about sobriety, it's always seems to move us towards the direction of not being drunk. But the biblical reference of sober means to be clear-minded and to think more with our head and less with our emotions, which is very tough at times. When we're being attacked, we have to be alert, and we have to fight back with our faith and with prayer. And I think that's the other thing, is rather than sort of, fall into desperation, we have to learn through this reading to turn to our Lord with trusting prayer. And so this is the way we fight, with supernatural means and standing firm in our faith and knowing that this suffering will eventually lead to some type of glory. And we know this, is that the devil is too big of an enemy for us, but not too big of an enemy for our Lord Jesus Christ. And I would also say the Blessed Virgin Mary. 1 Peter 5:9 says, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same type of sufferings. And, so we have everyone and our brothers and sisters in some ways, in little and small ways, are going through trials. That's a fact of life. But how do we beat our enemy is through faith in the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we see here today that Mark went through this himself. He went out and proclaimed the gospel to many nations, died a pretty horrible death, but in response, he received eternal glory. And Revelation 2:10 says, do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you to prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution. Be faithful even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. Okay, so just some points on spiritual warfare, and we ask Saint Mark today to pray for us. So I would suggest, today, if you could, go slowly through this particular reading and ask yourself certain questions. Is what's the trial I'm going through right now? Number two, how do I fight back positively? And do I realize that the Lord is bigger than the apparent enemies coming against me? And that with God's grace, I can attain victory over any trial or tribulation that God sends or permits in our life. God bless you. Happy feast day of St. Mark.